Can you believe Bob's Discount Furniture opened 35 years ago? Back in 1991, landlines ruled the day. You could not binge watch your favorite shows, and podcasts were science fiction. A lot has changed since then, but Bob's is still doing things the Bob's way, bringing you top-tier style and features at 90s-era prices. Need to kick back? The Sedona Power Reclining Sofa is the ultimate relaxation station. Packed with genuine leather, power recline, built-in charging, cup holders, and Bob-a-pedic seating for just $12.99. You can even pair it with a matching love seat and recliner. And if you love hosting, the Homeworks dining set is built for summer parties with tons of hidden storage in the table and bench, plus comfy Bob-a-pedic foam for only $6.99. And don't miss the best-selling Cascade bedroom set. It features a trendy, reeded design, USB ports, felt line drawers, and three gorgeous finishes at only $2.50 per piece. Stop in this Labor Day weekend to celebrate 35 years of Bob's Discount Furniture.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
I can't really even do a radio voice. I know it's a little high-pitched. It is what it is. You should have heard me when I was younger. Imagine if I had a radio show at 7. You'd be like, who the hell is this guy? So it's a little high-pitched. I apologize for that. But you know what? It's authentically me. You know, before I went on vacation, before I went to Nashville, George Lombard Jr. was basically Ozzie Smith and the greatest defensive shortstop in the history of baseball. Now I get back and he sucks. He can't play defense. Happened over the last couple of, did I miss something here? I know he didn't have a good, I know he had a rough series. I know defensively he I don't even want to say take a step backwards. It's just, it's amazing. See, and I'm as guilty of it as anybody. Sometimes it's, the praise is too high and then the knocking of it is too much, right? And a lot of times it's just somewhere in the middle. From where I'm sitting, standing, George Lombard Jr. is still a tremendous fielder. I'm not alarmed or worried about his defense. I don't think it's going to be a problem going forward. I don't think it's going to be a problem throughout his career. It is his calling card. It's the thing we heard most about him in terms of his abilities. And I would expect that what he's going through right now, whether it's the yips or whatever, is affecting his defense. Remember, he's only been around for a couple of weeks as far as the big leagues. And that's a lot to kind of handle for a young player, a lot of expectations, big market, big franchise. And I think Lombard will get through this and come out on the other side and show us that he was the defender that we saw early on. And his offense has been better than advertised. It's been better than what a lot of people thought it would be at this stage of his career. And it's kind of funny now, we're sitting here and it's more about thinking the defense isn't there and the offense is good. But I think both parts of his game are major league level, defense upper echelon, offense probably above average, but definitely with potential and room for growth on that. 888-808-1019. Is the phone number to call. Before we get to your Yankee calls, this stupid microphone, Rosie, is falling down all the time. It's one of, I'm not even hitting it. It's just like dropping, so I'm not sure why it's doing that. But has it been doing that over the last couple days?
I have no idea.
Because McMonagle plays around with the microphone all the time. It's annoying. If you ever watched him do a show, he like constantly like.
I'll work on it during the break.
Well, what are you talking about? What do you mean? With what?
A screwdriver? Oh, we're going to during the break.
Okay. Well, I mean, I don't necessarily need... See what it just did there? When I went to go touch the... Let me just take a call here before I describe how I'm touching the microphone, because we do save the audio here, so I don't want to actually describe how I was sort of holding the microphone, because it can be used against me at a later time. So Kyle wanted to know if I've seen... We're going to get to the Yankee calls in a second here, but Kyle wants to... And he's right to ask me this, because I kind of have left it out there of whether or not I've seen it or not, and that is, have I seen the movie Odyssey? So Kyle joins us now next here on After Hours. What's going on, Kyle?
Hey, what's up, Tommy? How you doing?
What's happening?
So I think I solved your problem of going to see Odyssey if you haven't
yet. Yeah, I have not seen it yet.
Cool. So I live down in Charlotte, and I'm up here in New York for work. Come here all the time. Anyways, I have the same issue that you have. My wife didn't want to see Odyssey because it was probably too gory or whatnot. So I went to see it at Lincoln Square, that movie theater up there tonight.
Mm-hmm.
So the way you got to do it is do the IMAX, the 70 millimeter one. Like, that's like the souped up one.
Right.
Literally everyone in the theater was by themselves. I'm not even kidding.
Really?
Because it was so hard to get a ticket.
Got it.
So I was looking up tickets on like Saturday night, because I knew it was coming up. And I couldn't get a ticket at all. And then I was in the office today, and I saw a single ticket, grabbed it. And literally, like, I asked like five people around me. I'm like, are you guys by yourselves? And they're like, yeah. And like, literally, like, every single person around was literally by themselves. So it made me think of you, and I figured I'd give a call. First time calling. I didn't think it would be about Odyssey, but it'd be about the Mets, like, screwing up.
Their Odyssey, so to speak. But yeah, I hear you, and I appreciate the call, Kyle. And well, that's what we do here. Anytime a caller says, hey, I never thought I'd call, or it was my first time calling, I always appreciate that. Not that we don't love our loyal callers, but you know I'm going to hear from them no matter what I say, so it's really not me driving them to call, which is totally fine, and it's a big part of the show. But I like when callers that don't call often will call, and that's why we try to open up a lot of different topics. Now, we did take a call from somebody a couple weeks ago that said this 70-millimeter IMAX experience for The Odyssey is the greatest movie experience ever. Not just the actual going to see that type of technology or whatever you want to call it, the movie itself, The Odyssey in that specific forum, is the greatest movie experience you'll ever have in your life. The fact that it's hard to get tickets for this. Now, I have reached the point with The Odyssey, and I'm going to have to go by myself, but I have reached the point where I am now seeing it a lot later than other people. So the hype for it has just reached crazy levels in my head where I am expecting something great. Maybe even beyond great or different or special. And if I don't get that, perhaps my rating of it or my experience with it is going to be not what it should be, because I went in with the highest of high expectations. Because I love the cast. And any movie that gets crazy good reviews like this or has crazy hype like this, I think it's definitely worth seeing. And I'm willing to go by myself, which I've never done in my life, to go to the movies by myself. I always frowned upon it. I always thought it was kind of a weird thing to do, and I didn't want to be one of those people. But like our previous caller, Kyle, just said, he went to go see The Odyssey, and everybody was by themselves because the ticket in this particular theater, the 70 millimeter, are so impossibly hard to get. You can't go with four or five people. You have to just go solo, and you get in where you fit in. I will see this movie. I will see this movie. It's not a promise per se, but my goal is to see this movie before the start of the NFL season. So I'm not talking about the Giants and Jets start of the season. So September 13th. So I'm giving myself 1-2.5 weeks to go see it. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. By the way, couple months ago, very nice couple here, and I just want to make sure that I have both of their names right, because I don't want to be that guy. I know I probably memorized the bride's names more than the groomsman's name. No real shock there if you know me. Melissa And Melissa, I want to make sure I get your husband's name right because he is a big fan of the show. So just give me a minute here as I scroll through my text. Why can I not find the text messages? Hold on. Oh, here it is. Sorry. Tom. Oh, great name, by the way. So she was supposed to mail me. By the long story short, they invited me to their wedding. This was a couple months ago on the air. And then a couple of weeks ago, maybe even longer, she called me up, Melissa did, and said, hey, Tom, or Tommy. I don't know if she calls me Tom. Most people don't, so she probably called me Tommy. She said, hey, Tommy, we're sending out save the dates soon. Where would you like us to send it? And nobody's fault. If it was Rosenberg, I would have blamed them. But Connor, who was at that point working at the station still, I wanted him to give Melissa our address here so that they could just mail it here. It'd be easy. Boom, 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 boom. Well, instead of doing that, Connor just got her information. So it's like, well, what good is that? She's the one mailing. So I was like, okay, I'll have to text her. Get all good. I don't have a problem doing that. It's just I figured it was easier. You were talking to her, you get the address, and we could save a step. Long story short, or long story longer, I got her number, had the number, excuse me. I finally reached out, and she, these freaking bugs are all over the microphones. She texted me the save the date. I'm not going to obviously give away all the information, but tell me if this is the wrong thing to do here. First thing that piqued my interest is I've never seen anybody do this for a save the date. I don't think this is the save the date the more I think about it. I think this is just their website, right? Because it has a lot of information, including wedding party. Now, let me preface. I am a very happily married man, but I am a man, and I do have eyeballs. One of the categories to click on is wedding party. Now, I definitely clicked on it. And I was like, all right, let me just look here. And does this make me wrong? I don't think it does. I don't think I'm... Am I wrong? I can't check out the bridesmaids. Is that a problem?
No, I would also think you're... Are you on, like, the not?
Yes.
That's the website. That's not a save the date. That just tells the story, the backstory of the people getting married.
Okay. Okay. Again, preface, happily married man. So we got to maid of honor first, and I like to say we are one for one. We're already one for one on this one. We're one for one. This is, this is Melissa's best friend. I don't think she has a problem with me saying this on the air. I mean, you're texting somebody this and that. And then we went to number two here. We're two for two. I didn't get the three yet, but we're so far so good. Well, wait, hold on a second. Now, let me tell you why I'm doing this. Now, Melissa, and they seem like very nice people, her and Tom. And the reason they invited me to their wedding, by the way, is because Tom proposed to Melissa on a night where they were listening to me on the radio going to the location where he would propose. I think he was feeling a little nervous. They're huge fans of the show. So they feel very much a kindred spirit to me. And that's why they invited me to the wedding, which I'm very touched by. I'm very flattered by. And it's very sweet that they did that. So all the jokes that I'm making now are in fact jokes. So people, please take it that way. But she said, hope you and your wife can make it. If she's listened to the show before, she knows that my wife lives in outer space. So there is a path to my wife not being able to make it. She does exist, I promise. But there's a path to her not making it. Now, if I'm given a plus one, right, and the wife can't make it because she's a weirdo, in theory, I can bring a friend, right?
I would agree with that.
Okay. So in theory, I would bring one of my friends who are single, right? That would make sense. It's a wedding. It's a great place to meet women, in theory. And maybe not always, but, it could be. So perhaps...
Be able to do that if you didn't already give someone the option to take the ticket.
What is that? What do you mean by that?
I mean, you told me that you would take me.
No, I'm not taking... First of all, I'm not taking... Number one...
You told me you would do it. Yeah, because we were working together that night. I specifically remember taking
I'm
the
not
call.
Taking you to this wedding. Let's just make this... Let me just make this abundantly clear. I'm not bringing you out in public. Ever. So we're not taking you to this wedding. But if
you lied to me. We're even with the brownies.
I misspoke.
Now. We're even with the brownies.
No, I didn't lie to you. I misspoke. I was probably in the heat of sort of what was going on, and I just said it to get you off
my back. You said you would bring me.
I'm not bringing you to the wedding. So
you said you'd bring me.
I'm not bringing. So you now, to be fair, I don't know the status of the bridesmaids. They could all have boyfriends. I'm sure they do. They seem like lovely gals. But let's just assume they're not. If I bring a single friend of mine, You gave me the option to look at the bridesmaids, and I have. And like I said, so far, maid of honor, one for one. Number two, I don't know what her... Do they have, like, rankings in bridesmaids or no?
I mean, the maid of honor say would be number one.
I'm not going to say their name on the air, but number two... Yeah, really good. I'm saying this as for my single friends. Really, really good. So now I'm thinking of maybe, should I just ditch my wife? That's probably what I really should do. I should not to hang out the bridesmaids. No, I'm saying to hook up my friends.
Should I ditch my wife?
I didn't mean literally. You know what I mean? Like, should I just not even tell her about this? She's a pain in the ass to deal with. It's so much easier to just not invite her. But
what a wild comment.
Hey, oh, it's not that wild. Relax. Everybody relax. So these are known as jokes, what we're doing up here. So everybody take a deep breath. But yeah, two for two. Now, the third bridesmaid, I think, is related to the groomsman. So I won't. I'm not going to sit there and be, oh, your sister's kind of attractive. Is attractive. So I'm not going to do that. Although I think I literally just did. But and then we going down here. Yeah. So I mean, this is a great list. How many freaking people are in this wedding? That's a lot.
Big wedding party.
Yeah.
Can you believe Bob's Discount Furniture opened 35 years ago? Back in 1991, landlines ruled the day. You could not binge watch your favorite shows, and podcasts were science fiction. A lot has changed since then, but Bob's is still doing things the Bob's way, bringing you top-tier style and features at 90s-era prices. Need to kick back? The Sedona Power Reclining Sofa is the ultimate relaxation station. Packed with genuine leather, power recline, built-in charging, cup holders, and Bob-a-pedic seating for just $12.99. You can even pair it with a matching love seat and recliner. And if you love hosting, the Homeworks dining set is built for summer parties with tons of hidden storage in the table and bench, plus comfy Bob-a-pedic foam for only $6.99. And don't miss the best-selling Cascade bedroom set. It features a trendy, reeded design, USB ports, felt line drawers, and three gorgeous finishes at only $250 per piece. Stop in this Labor Day weekend to celebrate 35 years of Bob's Discount Furniture.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I mean, look, the wife may not make it, but it is what it is. I don't think there's anything wrong with this. I think this is a very healthy conversation to have. All semi jokes aside, I've never, and maybe I'm wrong here, but is it? And Rosenberg, you probably don't know this because you have no friends and you've never been invited to weddings. But off the top of your head,
you're my best friend.
Yes. Do you think it is common to include pictures of the people in the wedding party?
Yeah,
information. Although the best man and bridesmaid, excuse me, maid of honor. There is a lot of information. What they don't provide is information for the rest. And quite frankly, especially if I'm bringing a single guy, we'd like to know more information about some of these girls.
I think a lot is made of, specifically on these wedding websites,
right,
is giving you as much backstory as humanly possible for everyone.
Got
because
it.
They probably paid for the website. They want to get
Right, you want to get your money's worth. Okay, fair enough.
So they don't want to say, you know, Jennifer, maid of honor.
Gotcha. So what we've decided, or what we've come to the conclusion here, is this is not, in fact, the save the date. It is more just the wedding
yes.
site.
Yes, 1,000%.
Which is giving me the information, which some of this information is, I didn't know it was black tie. So I didn't know, so some of this information is actually.
Black tie?
Well, no. Let's just rewind this conversation. You want me on the arm, free, to invite you to this, I'm sure which is going to be a top-notch, amazing wedding in Jersey, right? After I uninvited you correctly, which is what I should have did and did, you scoff your nose at the free wedding, free food, clearly based on what I've told you here, nice-looking bridesmaids. You, my friend, are scoffing your nose at it because you have to put a black tie on at the free event you're going to?
So I'm going.
Hypothetically.
Oh, no, no, no. You said at the free event you're going I have to put the black tie on.
For the sake of the story.
I will gladly put the penguin suit on.
Yeah.
Just to hang out for a few hours.
You're not going, and here's why you're
with
not
who?
Going. Because the
with
way,
you.
No. Because I cannot, you will embarrass me within minutes because this is the way, a black tie? I can't trust you. Nobody at this wedding, I mean, they might know who I am, but they don't know me, and I can't bring you around because you, in theory, represent me. It's bad enough if I bring my wife and I have to explain all of her to everybody, which is, you know, a chore in itself. I would, in theory, have to explain you. Because they'd be like, well, I don't, you know, at least I could explain her through, hey, listen, she's a tall blonde. What do you want from me? But with you, the fact that I chose being friends with you, it really, they would question my sanity. So you're not going. But would it be, well, let's just answer this. Would it be weird, though, if the wife can't make, let's just say she can't make it. Because obviously I wouldn't ditch her. But if she can't make it, do I go solo? Or would they revoke the, I guess they could, in theory, take the plus one away. Which is, they're totally within their rights to do.
I can't fathom a situation going to a wedding of people you don't know.
Now, where would
and
you
not
where would you wife? Where would you seat me? And can I request to be seated with the bridesmaids? Is that something I could just like put in a request
with
for?
Your wife?
If it has to be that way, yeah. But what if I bring a buddy? And again, the point is to kind of, hey, you know, it's my friend. You go. Again, I'm making the leap that they're single. They might not be. I have no idea. Hard to tell. Usually, I'm good at this stuff. I can't tell if these girls are single or not. You know what help an age? I don't know the age of everybody here. They might be in their 20s. You going to answer the question, Paul, or am I going to have to continue here?
What question?
Should I sit with the bridesmaids? And
no.
Bring a friend?
No, you should not.
Okay.
You should not sit with the bridesmaids.
With my
nor
friend?
Nor should you request where to sit. You sit where they tell you to sit.
But here's why I say
they're
that.
They're going to put you with sports fans.
That was kind of what I was getting at here.
And you're going to get hounded by questions about WFAN
correct.
And Mike and
thank
Craig
so
and Evan and Tiki the entire night.
Instead of sitting with bridesmaids, I have to talk sports. But the reason why I would say request is because I probably don't, well, not probably. You know when you're, well, you don't know this, but when you plan a wedding, and that wasn't meant to be shot, but when you plan a wedding, you do the tables and you do them for the most part for people to sit with this is my friend's table. This is family table. This is what I don't think there's a table for. We are a fan of this guy on the radio, and we feel a connection to him. Which again, I am very appreciative of. I'm one of one in many ways. Where am I sitting?
It's the random Z list.
Oh, I'm at the Kenny table.
No, you're the Z list. You're the.
I'm the A crowd, baby.
Right.
I'm no Z crowd. I'm A crowd. Put me with the bridesmaids. Oh, maybe they'll have a dais, and I could sit up there, and I could be like Vince Vaughn in that. Or I could be, I'm almost like I'm crashing the wedding, so to speak. They call me Tommy the wedding crasher.
No, they're going to
I want to be up at the dais, and I'm requiring 5 minutes of a speech time, and I want to sit with the bridesmaids.
Just
small demands.
They would agree to you having a speech, but they are going to put you with the people that they thought would say no.
Okay.
That they're surprised that they said yes, and
they
have nowhere to sit them.
They don't think I'm showing up. Well, I mean, if they keep showing me pictures of the bridesmaids, then maybe I will, but we got to have Melissa on at some point. I think they listen all the time, but they're clearly not listening now. Hopefully they're laughing, but we got to get Melissa on because she's called a couple times. I don't know if Tom is a little shy or is Melissa's the one that's been calling more than Tom, but we got to have her on. Hopefully she has a good sense of humor because we got to ask her about these things. I think this would make good content. And the audience wants to know about these sort of things. Maid of honor. All right. And you know what I do appreciate about this group? Only one a maid of honor. And one best man.
People have multiple maids of honors now?
Yeah, because you know why? You run into a situation where... So, I'm not necessarily going to read everything that's written here, but... So, Melissa's maid of honor is her best friend and somebody that she's obviously... Well, she's had partner in crime since 2005. Not literal crime, but obviously somebody she spends a lot of time with. If Melissa or Tom has a sister, I think sometimes there is this feeling of you have to put a sister in there because the sister will be offended. That's why. That's why you'll sometimes, same thing with a brother. You know
nonsense.
What I mean? The best
man. Nonsense.
Well, no, so you have it's one, politics.
You
it's political.
You're going to a
it's
wedding.
It's political.
Please. They got a volunteer trophy now?
And you know what happens? You end up having 17 different speeches, and I've already requested that I need at least 10 minutes to give a speech for this. They should have me talk at the wedding. I mean, I basically played a part in their proposal. I practically was there with them when they got proposed. I was on the radio. So all I need is 15 minutes. 15 minutes before a cocktail hour. I'm a great public speaker. I mean, obviously, I do it for a living.
Loogie!
You're not coming to this wedding. The idea that you think you are, you're not. Now, in all likelihood, the wife,
eh.
What day of the week is this? Probably Saturday, right? Let me look ahead here. Talk amongst yourselves. Rhode Island, it's neither a road nor an island. By the way, I think the Yankees are going to win the division. And I told you this a couple weeks ago, that the American League East is... Oh, I thought it was a Sunday for a second. No, it's a Friday night. Okay, that's perfect. That's perfect for me. Saturday, because the problem with Saturday night, assuming I keep the same schedule, assuming they bring me back, I should say, and based on this segment, they may not, but I have to do the Sunday and the Monday overnight, so I'd rather be incredibly hungover on the Saturday where I'm off and don't have to go into work. Where was this call going, Paul? There was an end game here, do you think? No? Did I told you to write something down? Did you write it down for me, the end game of this?
What?
I said we're going to have this as a segment tonight. There's an end game, though, to it. I missed my landing there, so just tell me what I wrote. It's okay. We could air it on the air. Just tell me.
Help us, God!
That was probably the perfect segue for our next caller, and hopefully he behaves here, but we are now being joined by Ozzy in Woodridge. This is after hours here. It is Loogie in the late night. What's going on, Ozzy?
Hello.
Hello.
Tommy the Crybaby has been shot out of a cannon since 7 p.m., huh?
Well, you know what it is, Oz? I haven't been on the radio, and as I told the audience, and I know you were listening, unlike other hosts here, Evan, who make us all look bad by working when they're off, when I go on vacation, I disconnect. I don't think of sports. I don't talk about sports. I barely even look. I got to be honest with you. I don't even practically look at what's going on. I think it's healthy. I think it's a good palate cleanser. But when I do get back in the chair, the big chair, so to speak, right now, I am shot out of a cannon. And I think it's what's best for the show, because if I was sitting there all weekend just being immersed in sports, I would come back and really still need the vacation. Now you're getting I don't know about refreshed because I'm tired, but you are getting a shot out of cannon, Ozzy. So I'm going to keep looking at pictures of these bridesmaids, though, Ozzy. You could talk. Go ahead.
Well, shot out of a cannon is one thing, but to be not even the complainer, but a crybaby for
Well, hold on a minute.
Well,
you circled back to that. I let it go the first time because I let it go. But what's with the cry? What do you mean crybaby? What have I cried about?
You cried about, number one, possession is 9/10 of the law.
You mean Rosenberg with the cosmic brownies?
Back in Rosenberg's cubicle. It's his. Cosmic brownies. You left it with him for over a month. It's his. It's basic law, Tom.
What is this, a murder trial? He ate the brownies that we were supposed to eat. That's the bottom line, Ozzy. I know you want to be his lawyer here, but it was in his cubicle, so he claims. I can't prove otherwise. I thought I put it in my cubicle. He claims he put it in his cubicle.
Can you believe Bob's Discount Furniture opened 35 years ago? Back in 1991, landlines ruled the day. You could not binge watch your favorite shows, and podcasts were science fiction. A lot has changed since then, but Bob's is still doing things the Bob's way, bringing you top-tier style and features at 90s-era prices. Need to kick back? The Sedona Power Reclining Sofa is the ultimate relaxation station. Packed with genuine leather, power recline, built-in charging, cup holders, and Bob-a-pedic seating for just $12.99. You can even pair it with a matching love seat and recliner. And if you love hosting, the Homeworks dining set is built for summer parties with tons of hidden storage in the table and bench, plus comfy Bob-a-pedic foam for only $6.99. And don't miss the best-selling Cascade bedroom set. It features a trendy, reeded design, USB ports, felt-lined drawers, and three gorgeous finishes at only $250 per piece. Stop in this Labor Day weekend to celebrate 35 years of Bob's Discount Furniture.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Either way, did he have to...
Well, he has one nickname, the glue.
Got it. Did he have to stick it down his throat, though? The candy, so to speak.
If you put it in his cubicle, he could do whatever he wants with them. So... That's your mistake.
But Ozzy, when
that
I told him to keep the brownies safe, like it was, you know, the Lord of the Rings here, you know, keep the ring safe. Why couldn't he just honor my wishes? And once I was ready to eat said brownie, he could have had another one or two. That's fine. He did purchase them. But the idea that I get now, I get ugats. I only had one brownie, and now I'm left holding the bag here. I have no brownies.
I'm a loyal listener to the show.
Yeah.
I never said that you should be saying, because you never said to Paulie, hold on to the cosmic brownie.
No, but I said it off air, Oz. Yes, you're
right. I never said that.
I know, but I did say it off air. You're right, Oz.
Now you're starting to twist the story like a guilty person.
No. I was about to pay you somewhat of a compliment here. I could always backtrack on that. But what I will say, because this is Kangaroo Court here, in the court of WFAN opinion and law, to you, to the members of the jury, what I say off air, it doesn't matter because it was off air, meaning there's no evidence of it. But what I do say on the air, we have public record of it. So to your point, I did not say it on the air to Rosie about the brownies. Therefore, it is not technically binding. And you, the audience, I think would say that I was guilty, in meaning I didn't deserve to have the brownies because I should have said it on air. That way we as a show could have held them to it.
Correct. And that inside joke that you commonly refer to, show me the tape. You can't show us the tape.
Well, I don't know how inside that joke is.
It never happened.
Yeah, we can't release the tapes here. You're right.
So you're checking out this lovely couple's wedding site, huh?
Well, I haven't gotten far. I've only been checking out the bridesmaids, but I'll eventually get to the other stuff. Yeah.
If you had to, you're talking about four non-blondes and people giving you different options of who you had to vote off the island. If you had to vote off one of the bridesmaids right now.
No, I'm not going to do that. I'm not voting off anybody. I'm not voting off anybody. We're not going to do that. But Ozzy, would you agree, though, like, if my wife couldn't make it that day for whatever reason?
I told you who to bring. Connor Green, bro.
Yo, you know
period
what, Ozzy?
Stop.
Forget period stop. Exclamation point.
Yeah, he's single.
He's not only single, he is he's just a swell guy, he's a fun guy, and you're right. And I believe he was on the air that night when she called. So it is
true. No, it was Rosenberg, but Rosenberg has a lady friend. So he should be disqualified. You should help out your boy in need.
But
Connor.
But hold on a second, Oz. Let's just say, and I'm not... This is just me saying this as a joke. Let's all take it as a joke, please. So if it gets to her, Paulie, put out the fire. Let's just say, because things happen, let's just say something happens and Paulie is now newly single. Should I wait to make this decision, or do you just lock Connor in now?
No, you can't put that bad juju out there. You even just put it out there a little
bit. Then scratch it from the record then. Jesus. It's fine. I scratch it from the record. I didn't actually say that. Everything's going to be fine. Can't wait for the wedding. Now, in terms of theirs as well, Paulie's. Now, all right. So Connor is lost. So can I just ditch my wife then? Or no, I have to ask her. What do you think?
You told the entire audience that your wife doesn't want to go to these
things. I did not.
You'd be doing both of yourselves a favor. And Connor Green.
That's a little harsh to say she doesn't want to go, but my
you said it.
Well,
I never said that.
No, that's not that I never said that. Because when I say that she doesn't want to go to these type of things, I think it paints her in a bad light, and it's not the case. She's great, but it's more about that she's. Yeah, she's just weird. I think that's the only best way to describe it. So I could just see her maybe not going. That's just all. I've known her for 10 years. I could just see her not going. So if that plays out the way I think it's going to play out, and if I told her, hey, I'm bringing Connor, there's going to be bridesmaids there, she'd actually find it funny, and she'd probably be like, no, you should go with Connor. So, and I think it'd be great for the show. Think about how much better, Oz, the content will be if I go to this wedding with Connor, we're sitting up there at the dais with the bridesmaids, and hey, maybe a little let them watch, and then the walls don't have to talk, we don't have to give away everything, but I think the audience would find that to be something they'd be interested in hearing about.
Yeah, you can tell the entire and the complete story from two different perspectives. And the Paulie thing, he'll either still be with the girlfriend, because we're going to take what you said out of the atmosphere.
Yeah, positive vibes.
And if he's not still with the girlfriend, there'd be a black cloud of a recent breakup.
You're right.
And he'd probably be depressed, Paulie, because he lost his lady friend.
Listening to emo, he'd be singing Gavin DeGraw.
Yeah.
You're right. And Paulie already has horrible body language. Even when things are going, he's finally found a girl that actually likes him, and he still has horrible. It's nothing against her. He has great body language when I think it has to do with her, but overall disposition in life is just miserable. Great point. You're going to bring him there, and Connor, he has great posture.
Wet blanket, yeah.
Yeah, he's funny. He deserves a break, and I'm going to give it to him. Paulie doesn't deserve the break. Connor does. So you're right. So if the wife is a no, and now assuming this lovely couple, who we can call at some point, it doesn't have to be tonight, we can ask Melissa if she would be okay with me bringing a plus one. It would be somebody from this radio station. And then I can find, you know what, to us, let's be real, I can ask her about her friends, and I can get a scouting report on these girls.
Yes.
One of them's got a little ink going on, too. The ink always plays a little bit on the wrist there. I mean, please, she's definitely single. But, yeah, I'm joking. But, yeah, I'm joking. Everyone relax. But, yeah, no, she does have some tattoos going on, which means her boyfriend does, too, and he'll probably kick my ass. So everything we've said over in this last segment, this is the satirical part of the program.
Yes.
But I think I can ask.
All due respect.
With all due respect, she's hot. I would ask her, Melissa, about the bridesmaids and their status as far as being single or not.
She would actually probably appreciate it, because if they invited you on the premise, it's your show. Connor Green is a big part of your show. So the people there would appreciate having Connor Green there because he's a part of your show.
And I've been out with Connor before in terms of like at bars and stuff like that. Connor compliments me, not like literally, but like he compliments me when we're out. Like he's a good sort of, we're good like wingmen, if that makes kind of sense. You know what I mean? Where Rosenberg is a detriment, not only to the show, but to my life. So bringing him to the wedding, he'll try to, you know how he is, Oz.
Paul Rosenberg, the legend.
Especially when he gets a couple of glasses of Chardonnay in him. He's going to start making it about himself. He is going to show pictures of dogs. He is going to say something stupid.
Way to go, Paulie.
He's going to eat the place out of house and home. And he's just going to be a complete and utter embarrassment, especially at the dessert table. So I can't have that.
It's always great to have Rosie by your side.
He represents not only me, but this radio station. So he, I think, is a poor representation of both. And I think Connor will ultimately be the better choice. Plus, Connor is, in fact, single. He's, like you, Oz, put together. He's got some pretty big pipes. You know what I mean? Let him watch. So I think you're right. I think you nailed it. Connor Green will be my wedding date.
And Paulie will put the food in the napkins and stuff it in his pocket.
Yeah, and you know you're right. He's a snorer. He's a haza. This guy will walk around and basically put the food in his pockets. You're joking, but you're not. He did that to me one time. We were very, very honored to have listeners to this show, Carrie, who you've heard before, Carrie in Sayreville, and her husband, Justin, invite us to the garden for a viewing party in a suite with food. And I brought Rosenberg with me, very similar, Oz. It wasn't a wedding, but it was like a Knicks wedding. It was a big event. And this chooch, no joke, put food in his pocket. And I turned over to him and said, you're embarrassing me right now. Forget yourself, which clearly you have no shame. You're embarrassing me. You're right. He's going to go to this wedding and literally go to the dessert table and put Fidel in his pockets.
Yeah, so we can't have that. No. It's a representation of the show, and people start talking and forget about it.
You
would be more of the compliment to Connor Green, because Connor seems reserved, And with your personality, you'll be able to find out more about the bridesmaids and so on and so forth.
Yeah, you mean on the air, not in person.
No. When you guys are at the wedding, you'll be able to feel out the situation.
Meaning, I could
help Connor Green out.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I do. Meaning, I can in theory. But I come in, see, it's actually smart because I come in, this is the best wingman you could have because I'm married, so their guard will be down. So I could flirt with them in a married guy way, get their information, and then pass along to Connor. And then, because they do have an after hours party, which I appreciate, during the after hours, or maybe late in the reception, that is where Connor can kind of work his magic because I've already laid the groundwork.
Yeah, you seem like more of the social butterfly, so you'll be able to lay the groundwork and then bring Connor into the conversation for introductions and so on and so forth.
Done. You know? Yep, well, I've had enough of Yazzie anyway. We don't need to say goodbye. It's not like you're my uncle. You know what I mean? We've had enough here. Yeah, I like your idea. I like where your head's at. I think it's done. I think that's where we're going to go. I think that's the direction. Connor Green, if the wife can't make it, Connor Green will be there. We'll be there. And if he has any plans, he's got to cancel them. Cancel them. It's perfect. It's perfect for the show, too. And you're going to get months of belly aching in the boo-boo face from Rosenberg. Why don't I get invited? Well, I think we've made it pretty clear why we're not inviting you, but we could perhaps tell you again. By the way, I think the Yankees are going to win the division. And right before I went to Nashville, so about a week or so ago, I had told you guys that the AL East race was far from over. And since I've left, the Yankees have cut the deficit in half. They still have four games remaining with Tampa. They have a big series coming up after Houston with the Red Sox. There's a series with the Angels. The Yankees should be able to clean up on them. They stink. The Rockies, they stink. They are coming up on the schedule. The Twins, they stink. They're coming up on the schedule. There are some opportunities here for the Yankees, not only against the teams they're fighting for in the division, but also against some very weak ball clubs that they can make up this, what is now a minuscule lead in the American League East. So we'll talk more about the Yankees when we get back, football, whatever else is on your mind for the final hour or so here of a Big Lugowski. It is After Hours, Lugie the Late Night here on The Fan. It is a Big Lugowski, a five-hour After Hours, one more hour to go before Gordon Damer comes your way at midnight. Yankees off tonight. The rare Monday night off, although it's been less rare, because I think this is the second, maybe even, I think second week in a row where they've had the Monday off. And what is also rare is the Thursday night game, which the Yankees did have last week as well, and this week too, as they are getting set for a three-game series here against Houston, and then a just extremely important series coming up against the Red Sox. And I believe that one, why, if it was a four-game set, they'd play a game on Monday too, which is not like crazy, but I want to say that was a four-game set. Folks, I don't memorize. If you memorize the schedule, I would suggest getting a life. I don't have it completely and utterly memorized. I think it's a three or four-game series. They are playing the Red Sox, that part I do know. And that is coming up over the weekend. So the schedule stiffens up a little bit here before it eases off with the Angels out in Los Angeles, Tinseltown, City of Angels. That is coming up next week. But this week, Houston and the Red Sox. 888, and that Red Sox series will be electric. 888-808-10. Because the Houston stuff, to me, the bloom is off the rose with that. I know Yankee fans, much like with F. Trey Young, they like to do the F. Altuve. To me, Yankees Astros does not have the same juice it used to. It just doesn't. I know Houston's in first place, but they're a game under 500. The Yankees have kind of handled them in the regular season in recent times. I don't feel the same like it used to be. And a lot of the people that you know were on the Astros in sort of their heyday are no longer there. So there's a little bit of the luster gone with that. Where were the Red Sox, especially considering they swept the Yankees out of Boston last time they faced, and you know the Red Sox are on the heels of the Yankees, much like the Yankees are on the heels of the Rays. It is set up for a very, very entertaining weekend of Yankees baseball. Let's go to Teddy in Yonkers. He joins us next. What's up, Teddy?
Lugie, you're not going to like what I'm going to have to say, but I have to say it. If you were in my classroom, I would have been charged for murder. Because you're a disgrace on the radio.
What do you mean?
Okay, I did the math. 75% of the past hour was all bullshizzle. Okay, you're here to talk about sports.
No, Teddy, you don't. I'm not here to do anything. I'm here to entertain people. If you don't find it entertaining, no, Teddy. You know I love you. We have great entertaining phone calls. I don't need you to critique the show. There's a reason I'm hosting and you're calling. So there, you don't like that? So you're going to take shots at me? Let's take shots at you. So we could talk about your Yankees. I talk sports all the time. We could talk it now. But if I do,
I talk about
sports all the time. I just talked about it before I went to you. And now we're not talking about it because you sidetracked us.
Loogie, 75% about brownies and weddings and people.
Yeah, you mean things that people can relate to?
Okay,
you think people can relate to? What boring thing do you want to talk about? Go ahead, go. Let's see. I thought that was fun, entertaining. Let's see what you have to say.
I don't know how the hell you.
Let me guess this, Teddy. You're going to call for the 900th time and say you don't have faith in the Yankees. Boy, that'll put asses in seats.
Okay, but at least I can look in the mirror and say I made a mistake. You can't do it.
I can look in the mirror, especially when I lose weight, and say, boy, I'm a handsome guy.
Oh, you're a stunad, and you're...
Anna, you call me a stunad now?
You're darn right I am. You're a stunad, and you're the idiot and a schmuck, okay?
Well, hold on a second. I had enough of that at home. I got to hear that at work. What's with the name calling?
Well, because, Loogie, I've been waiting on the goddamn phone.
Well,
I don't know,
by the way, don't put the Lord's name in vain. I don't know what he has to do with this. He's an innocent bystander. Why does he have to have his name put down like that?
And you're talking to Ozzy all about...
Ozzy calls all the time. Teddy, hang up and go do something then. That's not my problem that you wait 45 minutes. What do I owe you something that I got to put you to the head of the line?
I predict that within a year, you're going to be fired.
Oh, my God, Teddy. Now you're just being nuts here. I thought we were friends. What's with all the hostile?
Yeah, we were friends when you were talking sports.
I talked...
It was enjoyable.
Okay, Teddy.
And we had a back and forth.
Yeah, we always have great back and forths. But now you're taking food off my table? So I don't find that funny. Nobody does. So take that back and apologize.
I'm not.
Take it back and apologize!
I'm not interested.
Apologize to me right now!
In the brownies.
Do you eat brownies, Teddy?
I like brownies.
Oh, you do? You do? Do you like weddings?
In moderation.
Okay, do you like weddings?
I don't like... Yep. Not particularly.
Are the Yankees going to be there in an hour? Are we going to talk about the Yankees tomorrow? Are we going to talk about them on Wednesday, on Thursday, on Friday?
Okay.
I don't think the world will stop rotating on his axis if we stop talking about them for 35 seconds.
Let's talk about the Yankees.
No, I don't want to talk about the Yankees. Hold on. So you got some nerve, pal. You just said I'm going to get fired in a year, and now you think we're going to talk sports?
Well,
and based on what? How rude you were? You called me every freaking name under the book.
Well, I've been waiting for 40 goddamn minutes.
What does that matter to me?
It doesn't matter to you?
What does that matter to me? You're the first person to wait a while for something? So what are you telling me is when I got delayed 3 hours on my flight, I should have called the pilot a schmuck?
Loogie,
that gives you the right?
That's apples and oranges,
No,
Loogie.
It's not apples and oranges, Teddy.
You're supposed to talk sports.
I do talk sports.
It's not a goddamn entertainment bullcrap.
Yes, it is. I'm here. Okay, you know what, Teddy? Yes, the baseball game was very interesting, and the Yankees have a lot of injuries, and we hope that Giancarlo Stanton will return from injury. It doesn't seem like...
It should be the Gabby
Let's
Springer
go to
show.
Teddy and Yonkers for the 9,000th time. Teddy, what do you got to say about the Yankee?
It's the Gabby Springer show.
What's going on, Teddy?
It should be called the Gary Springer movie.
Teddy and Yonkers.
Too bad Gary Springer.
Now it's Teddy to cure
Jerry
narcolism.
Springer.
Jerry Springer. Yeah, I don't know who Gary Springer is, but we haven't gotten to the hooker portion of the program, but we now have gotten to the point where it's saying, and Yonkers is calling us.
Loogie, you need psychiatric help.
I probably do, but that has nothing to do with my abilities on the radio.
But, Loogie, I don't think you're going to last.
But, Teddy, because I didn't talk Yankees for 30 minutes?
No, because you didn't talk sports.
I talk sports all night, Ted.
Loogie,
what does talking sports mean? You're one of these. You're going to talk. What is talking sports? I'm talking. We've been talking sports all night. Did you just not miss the sports I talked? You should have been there. It was great sports. You're just annoyed because you had to wait for 45 minutes. Then next time, Teddy, go to the producers and be like, listen, Ted's got to run. Do you mind getting to him a little bit earlier? If you don't want to go to Ozzy first, that's fine. You could tell Paulie that. He'll get in my ear.
All right, I
don't want to inconvenience you. But again, you're taking money off my table. You're taking food and bread off my table here because I didn't talk about the Yankees.
Hey, I could always take you to the Carnegie Deli. They're reopening again on 54th
Street really?
And 7th Avenue.
Well, what makes you think I want to sit down and have
corned beef
with
pastrami? It's better than that pasta fazool.
No, get lost with that. You never had my grandma's pasta fazool. By the way, Teddy, you haven't talked sports the entire time you've been on the show here.
Well, let's talk about the Yankees. I feel
yeah,
that...
Yeah, I can. I got to run. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is After Hours. It is a Tommy Lugauer. Lugie in the Late Night. We'll be sure to talk a lot of sports coming up in the next hour. Gordon Damer will come your way at midnight.
What if the thing you're listening to right now never got interrupted? What if it could play uninterrupted from room to room on Sonos? What if you start with two Sonos speakers just to see how it feels? What if you really like how it feels and you become a Sonos person who can't stop saying to their friends, what if you start with two Sonos speakers just to see how it feels? Because it's not magic, but it's not not magic.